It's Renee here. I am obsessed with everything mindset, growth, and personal development. This show is all about how to work on yourself and shift your perspective so you can unleash the badass woman in you and live your best life. If you feel that you're meant for more and you're ready to learn, you're at the right spot. Let's do this. Hey everyone, welcome back to It's Renee Podcast. I'm so excited to be here. I really think that this time it's going to happen weekly again, the launch of new episodes. I was just in a weird period the last few months, and I feel like I keep saying that, but it's been a year with, you know, being pregnant and then giving birth, the newborn phase, all of that. And then the last few months really like putting all of my savings essentially and effort into my business, which I love. It's my baby. But also being on mat leave at the same time. So the pressure financially has been greater than it's ever been. And it's fine. It's a season. I'm riding the wave. I know it's just a period in my life. But it really pushed me. I felt like it pushed me in a corner, and really, I really had to ask myself, what is it that I want for my life? And is there things that don't feel aligned anymore, or things that maybe I used to want for my dream life, and now it might no longer be what I want for my dream life? So there was a lot of introspections and stuff that I had to kind of go through. But I really want to come back on here weekly. I feel like I'm ready. I feel like I have lots of stuff to share. And I'm just ready to take that next step with all of you. I've missed doing this. So this week episode is 5 things preventing you from achieving your goals. I want to talk about this because I feel like it applies to me. It happens to me. And I feel like it might help some of you as well, going through, you know, the ups and downs of following that dream life that you want. So first thing preventing you from achieving your goals: there is a part of you that don't believe that you can achieve your goal or even deserve to achieve your goal. That happens to me a lot. The people I really look up to, sometimes I say to myself, like, why me? Like, why would a small town girl like me be able to get to the top like them? This is probably, I put it first, it's probably for a reason, because we all know that everything happens in the mind. If your mind believe that you can do it, you will do it. And so if you think, if there's even a slight little doubt in your mind that you think that you can't do it, it's not going to happen. So you need to have 100% faith in yourself that you can achieve your goals. You can get your dream life. You have all it takes. You have everything you need. You have all the tools. You have everything. You literally have everything. If you believe that you do. Everyone that you look up to, guess what? They started somewhere. They, you know, had doubts. They had lessons. We call them failures sometimes, but it's never a failure. It's always a lesson. They had all of the ups and downs, but that's what brought them to where they are today. Like, it's never going to be rainbows and butterflies the entire way. It's going to be ups and downs. It's going to be hard. But if you believe that you can, you will find a way to make it happen. You know how there are some people with a glass half full and some people with a glass half empty? Be the person with the glass half full. Always look at the brighter side of things. Always try and see the positive in everything. And really have faith in yourself, like have confidence. Like, what would you tell your best friend? Let's say your best friend comes to you and they say, there's this goal I really want to achieve, but I don't know. Like, I don't feel like I deserve that life. I don't think that I can do it. Would you look at them and say, yeah, you're right. I don't think that you have all it takes to achieve that. I don't think that you deserve that life. You would never, never, never say that. You would say, what the hell are you talking about? Of course you can do it. Let's go. I'm going to help you. Like, hype yourself up. You have everything that you need. You have like all it takes, and you would never let them think that. So do the exact same thing for you. Like, give your 100% faith to this and believe that you can, and just watch how life unfolds for you. Like, give it 6 months and see where you're at in 6 months, if you're closer or if you're at the same place that you are. And I guarantee that if you do believe that you deserve this life, and you keep going through every single day with that mindset, in 6 months from now, you're going to be closer. And if that's what you need to see it for yourself and be able to keep going forward, like, I really suggest that you do it. You have everything to succeed, but you need to see it and you need to believe it yourself first for it to happen. Number two, you have the vision of that dream life, but you don't have a clear outline of the steps necessary to get there. We all heard what's a SMART goal. We all heard what it is before. And if you don't do that, it's never going to happen. You need a clear path. If you're going on a trip to Mexico, but you don't have flights booked, and or you plan on driving and you don't have the clear path of how you're going to get there, you're never going to get there. You need to plan ahead. You need to have a specific plan and outline to get to your destination. Well, it's the exact same thing for your goals. You need to have a SMART goal. And if you don't remember what a SMART goal is, it needs to be specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound, meaning that you need a deadline for achieving it. So take a pen and a piece of paper and write it down to a T. You cannot say, I want to live by the water. That's my goal. No, it needs to be specific. Where is it that you want that house? What's the lot that you want? What does it look like? What does it feel like? How are you going to get there? How's it going to cost? Who are you going to reach out to in order to make that happen? How are you going to save up the money to buy that piece of property? How is it going to look like on a daily basis to take steps towards that end goal? You really, really, really need to be specific. And this is where most people fail. It's just too broad of a goal. Like, you really need to bring it down to almost to an hour. Like, what am I going to do right now in the next 60 minutes that's going to bring me closer to my end goal? So make sure that you have that SMART goal really defined. Number three, you spend most of your free time with people that are not living the lifestyle that you want, or the people that you surround yourself with are bringing you down or making fun of your goals and dreams. Or even worse, when you start working on yourself and you start growing and changing, they make you feel bad for it. They tell you that you've changed and they miss the old you. This, my friend, is like, it's red flags. all over. I really invite you to take an assessment of your surroundings, take an assessment of who you spend your time with, and really determine if they are helping you move forward or if they are stopping you on your track, or if they're even bringing you further back than you were before. And you know what? Sometimes it's really hard. It's really hard because it's people that you've been spending so much time with for so long, so many years. And guess what? Like, you're going to have to make a decision and decide what's most important to you, staying where you are or getting one step closer to that dream life that you're chasing. You need to surround yourself with people that are either living that lifestyle that you're chasing, and so you can look at what they're doing, you can, you know, take advantage of their knowledge, of their energy, so it really helps you move forward. Or if they don't have that lifestyle yet, at least they are hustling and trying to get there. They are positive, they are, you know, wanting to grow and expand, and it's really motivating you to do the exact same thing. So be very careful with who you allow in your life, and what you let your mind enter. Number four, you have clutter everywhere in your life. I talked about this, I think, on a reel on Instagram. What do I mean by clutter? Clutter is not just the physical stuff, but clutter is, it can be the mental stuff. You can have clutter in your heart. Clutter can be, your emails can be cluttered. Your bank statements can be cluttered. So let me go a bit more into details with this. Your bank statements can be cluttered by having so many, you know, monthly subscriptions that you've been having for years. You don't even remember what it's for. It's just being taken every month out of your account, and you just never realized that you were still paying for that. That's clutter. You need to go and like make a clean sweep to all the stuff that is going through your bank statement that you no longer need or use. Really important. You need to have clarity on that. Then you can have clutter in your emails. What do I mean by that? I mean, you have a little red dot with 567 emails unread, and it's just piling up. And unconsciously, you're seeing that number every day, and you don't realize how, oh, it's causing you anxiety. Like, you leave it there, but it keeps growing, and you just know that it's making you feel uncomfortable, but you're not doing anything about it. Take the time, go in there, clear that big number, and delete the emails that you don't like, that you don't need, that you no longer need to see. Make sure that you unsubscribe from emails that you don't need in your life, and make sure that that area is clean. Then you're going to do, all right, what kind of clutter do I have in my heart? Do I have stuff that are lingering from the past? Stuff that I keep bringing up? Stuff that is making me feel sad or guilt or frustration? What is it that you keep in your heart that should no longer be there? And why I'm saying that is because how can you let love and happiness and all the good stuff, how can you let that in if your heart is already full of guilt and frustration and resentment and stuff from the past? You need to heal. That's why we say that. That's why you see that so often. Like, you need to heal from that stuff. You need to heal from the trauma. You need to make room for what you truly deserve in this life, the love and the happiness and all the joy that can come into your life. So you need to clear that. You can have clutter in your house. This is the physical type of clutter that we often think about. You have that junk drawer that you keep throwing stuff in there, and you know what? You can't really close that drawer anymore because it's so full, but you just keep shoving the stuff in there and pushing it further and further and further. And eventually you have stuff back there that you no longer think that you have. So you go and you keep buying the same stuff that you already have because you can't really see it anymore. Like it's so like full. Like you need to clear that. Why do you have 5 friggin' like soup spoons if you never even make soup once in your life? And but you have 5 of them in case. No, have one. Have one. Like really, like this is so important. It's really, really hard to have mental clarity and not feel overwhelmed when everything in your life is just like chaotic. If I have too much stuff on the go, if I have too much clutter in my life, I end up doing nothing and sit on the couch because it overwhelms me and it gives me anxiety. So again, this doesn't mean that you need to start decluttering everything all at once. No. Take one thing and start with that. Do maybe one thing a week if that's all you can handle right now. But if you can do more, perfect. And start decluttering your life and you're going to see the new and exciting stuff is going to make its way to your life because there's going to be room for it. Your mind is going to be clear and you're going to be able to see what's around you. So let's declutter. Number 5, you keep letting yourself down by not following through with what you know you should do. Basically, a lack of discipline. You show up for everyone else, but when it's time to show up for yourself, you let yourself down and you don't do it. It's very, very easy to, you know, I'll sit on the couch and I'll watch one last episode on Netflix. I know because I do it myself. I make all of these promises to myself and sometimes I just don't follow through with them. I let myself down. And when I think about it, it's so frustrating because I would never let my friends or my family down. Like if I make a promise to my friends or to my family, like unless there's something huge happening in my life, I'm never going to let go of that promise. I'm never going to let them down. But yet I keep letting myself down. Like how crazy is that? Like I'm supposed to be the most important person in my life. I'm supposed to be the last person that I would let down. And I know I'm not the only one. I know that a lot of you do that. But this is your reminder to stop doing that. If you have that dream, if you have that goal, go for it. Stop letting yourself down. You deserve that beautiful life. You don't want to look at your life in 20 years from now and say, shit, I screwed up. I didn't do what I should have done. And now I'm not living that life that I've always dreamed of. We have one chance. One chance at this life. One chance to make this what we always wanted. And it starts now. Like the longer we wait, the longer we procrastinate, the further this is from happening. Like Netflix is always going to be there. There's always going to be distractions. And guess what? The world and society and the medias, like they don't want you to succeed. They want you to absorb the news. They want you to sit on the couch, eat junk food, and watch the TV. We live in a society, in a world where they want you to consume stuff. They want you to consume television. They want you to consume the news. They want you to buy stuff. They want you to buy clothes. Like, that's why you keep receiving ads from stuff that you just mentioned with, you know, your partner in your house, or your phone keeps showing you stuff because they want you to buy stuff. The more you buy stuff, the more you watch TV, the more you procrastinate, the less successful that you're going to be. You're going to live in this world of like always being, you know, financially stuck, because you're going to depend on the world to kind of help you survive. Like, no, like, you want to be financially independent. You want to be so secure in your life, in your finances, in your, with your time, that you don't depend on anyone. So cut the distractions, let go of everything that's really holding you back and holding you down and preventing you from working on that dream life that you deserve. Like, everything is made to make you feel comfortable right now. Everything. Even like, you're going to hear like, oh, like, relax, take it easy, one day at a time. And I agree. If you're tired, if you need some time to recharge your batteries, of course, sit down and relax. I do it often. But don't let it become your norm. Don't let your life become this average life that everyone else lives. Make it magical. Make it magnificent. Make it exciting. Make it so friggin' great that you're waking up and you're like, how is this my life? Like, that's the ultimate goal. Like, you wake up in the morning and you're like, wow, I did this. I created this friggin' crazy, awesome, free life. And I'm telling you, this is not going to happen if you keep letting yourself down. We often hear how you do one thing is how you do everything. And it's so true. Like, take the challenge 75 hard, for example. It's super challenging. If you're not familiar with it, go like Google it and see what it takes to do that challenge on a daily basis. There's so much stuff that you need to do in your day that you would think, oh my God, if I get all of these done, I'm not going to have time to do anything else. Because right now, I don't do any of those. And I already don't have time at the end of my day to do, like, to work on my goals. Uh-uh. This is not how it works. I swear to God, if you do 75 hard and you do every single steps daily, you're going to have even more time to work on your goals than you've had before, even if you have a day that's like packed like it never was. Because how you do one thing is how you do everything. You get so disciplined with your time that everything has its specific time, its specific place in your day, and you're going to achieve so much more than you used to with more time, if that makes sense. It's so weird, but it's really true. So take some time right now to organize your days, to take one small step daily that's going to bring you one step closer to your dream life. It only has to be 1% every single day. At the end of the year, it's going to be 365% that you've put towards something that's really meaningful to you. So keep showing up for yourself. Stop putting yourself down. Stop letting yourself down, and really start treating yourself like the fucking amazing person that you are, because that's what it is. Like, seriously, like, you're fucking amazing. Sorry my language, but you are. You have all it takes to be successful. You have everything that you need right in front of you. It starts with your mindset. It starts with these five things preventing you from achieving your goals. Like, just go. Like, let's go today. Start today. And let's circle back in 6 months and see where we're at. I'm ready. Are you? Let's go.